The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
So ons chat nou vanmiddag oor die feit dat ons volgende week vir 'n week vegan wil wees. Ek en Rob, and we're going to start this kind of vegan journey and see how it goes.
Yeah, just to try it.
Ja, so natuurlik ons het nou die hele tyd daaroor gepraat en ons het 'n boodskap ingekry van Angelique Gerber. Sy is 'n Suid-Afrikaanse aktrise, mama, besigheidsvrou, ook die onlangse wenner van die Boksop liefdadigheidsboks kompetisie. So she's like healthy, but she's got 3 kids. She's just amazing. So ons gaan met haar gesels oor hierdie journey wat ons wil aanpak, want sy was eintlik vegan vir 2 van haar swangerskappe en sy sê sy wil saam met ons op die bus klim.
Nice. So we'll chat to Angelique, we'll chat to everyone else who sent us messages. Keep them coming in 0848500942. 10 past 5 makes it explained well time, and it's the end of the month. Christelle, how much more do our groceries cost?
Yo, so it depends where you shop, but like I think the key takeout from today is just the high cost of living.
If you don't know this, by the way, end of every month, Christelle goes online shopping. We've got a basket of things that we go and buy. It's basic goods. We buy them from all 4 of the major supermarkets, and we've just been price tracking since about last year, and things are up.
So some things, and so keep in mind, so the reason we do this is to try and understand what can often be complex financial information that we just kind of throw at people. And I think this month we're starting to see the impact of that. So if I take you through the key takeouts in our basket, Checkers is again the cheapest. So we shop between Checkers, Woolworths, and Pick and Pay on the Mr. Delivery app. The Mr. Delivery app, Pick and Pay grocery option, they're still doing their best. So the prices there are still good. Woolworths, yo, it went up a lot. They went up by, so it translates, it doesn't sound as much in percentage points, but 4.28%. Maar as jy van 700 na 730 beweeg, dan begin jy daai impak voel van stygende pryse.
Ek dink ons was almal ook baie verbaas dat Woolworths eintlik as bietjie goedkoper uitgekom het in vorige maande, want mense is gewoonlik geneig om te dink dit is bietjie duurder. So dalk is daai jump because the prices were a lot lower before.
Yeah, and keep in mind, so in our basket we try and buy the specials, but I think with the key thing we're seeing here, so last month we saw CPI data being released and we spoke to an economist who said to us that what CPI data measures is the pace at which prices are increasing. When prices bly styg, dit kan ons hier sien.
Ja.
Maar inflasie het begin bedaar en ons kan dit hier sien. So terwyl daar prysstygings is, is dit nie so skerp as wat dit laas jaar op 'n stadium was.
Ja, end of last year was ridiculous. Ja. We were tracking month to month and things were just shooting up. And this is, as Christelle said, we're trying to understand, you know, things like when you hear there's a petrol price increase coming, does that mean in how many months does our food get more expensive? Is it immediately? Is it 3 months' time? When the petrol price comes down the way it did around, you know, just recently, is any of the food being shipped around going to become cheaper? We're trying to see these things.
And remember last year about August, September, we spoke to a financial guru and asked them exactly that. Petrol had just gone down. Are we going to see the impact? And they called it. They called it and we got it right. Because he said, you're not going to see it immediately. It takes a bit of time for that to filter through and you're going to see it early in the new year, which is what we're seeing now. Petrol and transport costs is one of the contributing factors to inflation and living costs. So yes, life is expensive, but it's not accelerating as fast anymore. But when I say life is expensive, so I went and had a look.
You know, you always buy it, you put it in the trolley, you walk off, you don't check what it's actually gone up this month.
En ons het laas gepraat oor eiers en dat ons eiers gaan dop. En nou is interessant, eerstens hoender en vleis by Woolworths hierdie maand was belaglik duur, maar pasta is besig om oor die algemeen op te gaan, maar toe gaan kyk ek na eiers. So ons eierpryse is nog taamlik stabiel in ons mandjie. Maar as mens actually gaan kyk wat daai prys behels, die goedkoopste dosyn eiers wat ons kon kry, was by Checkers R35.98. Dis R2.99 per eier.
So volgende week gaan dit nie eintlik vir ons 'n issue wees nie, want ons kan nie eiers eet nie. So ons nou, we're going to be good. With our vegan week, we don't need to worry that it's R3 an egg.
R3 an egg.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how these things have moved. And Christelle does all of this on the website. You can go and check out The Drive with Robin Ross on jacarandafm.com. We've got this going all the way back to last year, just tracking how much things have changed.
And life is expensive. Like, it was almal voel dit. As eiers R3 elk is.
Yeah. So go and have a look on the website. All the deets are up there.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.